Thomas Battle was awake and alert as the blinds were drawn up. With his glasses on, he peered through the windows at the people who would witness his death by lethal injection minutes later. Turning his head and smiling at his personal witnesses, a family member, clergy, attorney, and a friend, would be the last conscious thing he would do. Battle was pronounced dead at 12:06. He had maintained his innocence till the end. Battle was convicted of raping and murdering his 80-year-old neighbor, Bernie Johnson, in her St. Louis apartment. He confessed 11 days after the crime, but later said an accomplice raped and murdered the woman. In his final statement, Battle accused the state of blocking every opportunity for justice. From the Potosi Correctional Center, I'm Julie Anderson on the Missouri Net. 15 years ago, Thomas Battle was sentenced to death for raping and killing an elderly woman he had sometimes run errands for. 80-year-old Bertie Johnson of St. Louis had been stabbed numerous times. A 12-inch butcher knife had been plunged into her face. Battle confessed to her murder, but over the years had recanted, saying an accomplice, Elroy Preston, did it. DNA testing did not rule out Battle as the rapist. No DNA tests have been done on Preston, an issue Battle's attorney hoped would buy his client more time. It didn't. Battle was put to death at 12:06 this morning, his application for a pardon denied by Governor Carnahan. Julie Anderson with the Missouri Net from the Potosi Correctional Center. Thomas Battle of St. Louis, convicted of murder and rape at age 19, put to death by the state at age 34. His victim's long life ended violently in 1980. 80-year-old Bertie Johnson had been stabbed 9 times, beaten, and raped. 11 days after the crime, Battle confessed to police, but he later took back his confession, pointing his finger at an accomplice. Battle had won 4 stays during his 15 years under the death sentence. But in his final statement said, in his words, the state has blocked every opportunity for justice. Tuesday afternoon, Governor Carnahan denied his request for clemency. At 12:06 this morning, Thomas Battle became the 4th prisoner executed by the state this year. Reporting from the Potosi Correctional Center, I'm Julie Anderson with the Missouri Net. Police say robbery was the motive. 80-year-old Bertie Johnson kept her money in a chest at the foot of her bed. 19-year-old Thomas Battle wanted the money. Police say the woman saw Battle, who'd sometimes run errands for her, and that's why he killed her. Battle's been under the death sentence longer than anyone currently on death row. He pointed the finger at an accomplice after initially confessing. At 6 minutes past midnight, Thomas Battle was pronounced dead by lethal injection. Julie Anderson, Missouri Net, Potosi.